شكرا سيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Republic of Iraq welcomes the accession of the State of Palestine to the Convention. We reaffirm our support for the Convention on the prohibition of the development, production, and stockpiling of bacteriological and toxin weapons and on their destruction, and reaffirm our attachment to the ends of this convention, which is an essential part of the disarmament architecture and non-proliferation, constituting the cornerstone for the prevention of the propagation of these elements and pathogenic agents. Access to pathogenic and agents and toxins by non-authorized groups and non-state groups are a source of concern. This means we need to multiply our efforts to prevent this access. The international community is in duty bound to cooperate globally in order to prevent problems or deal with them subsequently. Article 10 of the Convention, when implemented over time, will enable the states' parties to strengthen their capacity to be better able to implement the texts of the Convention, facilitating access to scientific and technological facilities will enable these states better to prevent such incidents, as also better to focus upon and provide a diagnosis if such risks are propagated. In this respect, we would like to thank all member states and international organizations, particularly the US, European Union, and Denmark, for the support given to Iraq to strengthen its national capacity in the field of implementing the convention. Mr. Chairman, the strengthening of the measures under the convention and improved access constitute an essential element for the structure of the convention, since these are elements which facilitate implementation and capacity strengthening amongst parties to the convention, as also an engine for increased cooperation and the exchange of expertise. We wish you every